Welcome to Burning Fire. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Let us study together reverence in worship. Reverence is defined as awe and respect, the recognition of dignity and authority. To hold in reverence is to consider something holy and sacred and honorable, and higher than oneself. In Psalm 111 and verse 9, He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. Now this is the only time the word reverend appears in the Bible. And friend, it's not as a title of some denominational clergyman. It is a description of God and how He is to be held in reverence. The reverence that the early Jews copyists of the Scripture had is noteworthy. They were exceedingly careful to treat every word with respect. Especially was this true when they copied the name of God. Reverence is a quality and a state of mind that finds expression in word and in deed. We're commanded not to take God's name in vain. And nobody will use a profane way of the name of God or the name of anybody that he respects. When you hear one misusing the name of God, he's simply telling you he has no respect for God. In Hebrews 12, verse 29, Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Well, our duty is plain, and the practice is something that is essential to us. Because some have confused the concept of reverence, let us notice some things which are not to be classified as reverence. Flippancy, flightiness, indifference, scorn, certainly they are irreverent. Taking lightly that which should be considered seriously is not to be reverent. Lacking discretion and discernment is not reverence. We live in a day of observable irreverence toward God. It seems the more irreverent the movies, the songs, and the plays, and so forth, the better the box office in our degenerate system of society. Blasphemy, mockery, joking about deity, nicknames for deity are all examples of the very opposite of reverence. Nor are we to think that a long face, a sick look, and folded hands and short steps are put on piety. That's not reverence either, not the kind that the Bible calls for. But there is to be reverence in worship. In John 4, in verse 24, Jesus said, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Friend, to worship in spirit has to do with one's attitude, his condition of heart, as well as his understanding and his motives. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 29, in connection with partaking of the Lord's Supper, Paul said, For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. To worship worthily is not to think that one is worthy of himself, but it has to do with the manner and the behavior of himself in worship. It's talking about the quality of the heart, showing whether we are reverent or whether we are irreverent. Now, there are several causes for irreverence. It may be due to the failure to understand why we have assembled. We're commanded to assemble in Hebrews 10 and verse 25. It's not for mere association of others or for fellowship or to be entertained, or to proceed through a certain habitual ritual without significance. And we're not gathered to soothe the conscience or to simply pay our dues. We have come in obedience to God to worship God. We are present to worship. Each is to worship. Well, what does it mean to worship? Well, worship consists of acts of adoration. Now, acts are involved that spring from an attitude of reverence and respect. We are to worship according to the directions of Him whom we worship. We are to sing, to give of our means, to pray, partake of the communion feast, and proclaim the Lord's word. These things are to be done with understanding and meaning, done fervently and sincerely, to be done from the heart, with the intent to praise. You may have heard it said or heard someone say, I did not get much out of church today. Well, it may be because we think too much about coming to church rather than coming to worship. It may be we have just come to get rather than to give the honor and glory we are to give. It may be because we are not participators but simply spectators. Each one must worship, and nobody can worship for somebody else. Participation will dispel a lack of interest and inattentiveness and will contribute to reverence. Acts of irreverence are easily noted. Unnecessary talking during the worship service, passing notes about irrelevant matters and laughter, excessive loud talking upon entering the place of worship. Now, while we do not have to pretend we are entering a tomb, neither are we entering a sports arena before the kickoff. Noises with books, other distractions, these are generally lessened when one sits toward the front. Children crying, parents choosing the place of worship as a place to administer a discipline. I was teaching this one Sunday night, and later a member told me how he uttered a silent prayer that his boy, who was usually a bit rowdy, would be good during the rest of the service especially, and he was. But the up and down and the in and out processions of both young and old are distractions, and they lend themselves to creating irreverence and disrupting reverence. Playing with the babies, rattling keys, all of that is so noticeable, and such things indicate that some are not keeping their mind on the solemnity of the occasion. Now, there are also evidences of irreverence that are not as noticeable as those we have mentioned. And while we need not come to the assembly dress fit to kill, we can become too casual and even sloppy in our dress for worship. Our clothes do contribute to our state of mind. Now, we're not saying that we must wear fine and expensive clothes, not at all. But we're not going to a sporting event either. We're not getting ready to work in the garden or to mow the lawn. Worship is not a playground, period. We should dress in keeping with the dignity of the occasion. The failure to sing may show a disregard for this avenue of worship. To not follow in prayer, or let your mind think on irrelevant matters while considering God's Word, these are individual matters that can reflect, to God, an irreverence. Sleeping late, staying out too late the evening before the day of worship, all of that contributes to inattentiveness and drowsiness, and that does not reflect reverence. Now, there may be unavoidable exceptions that demand the late hours, but filling your mind with newspapers and televisions and funnies just before worship makes serious thought more difficult. Now, you know that as well as I. Even our physical posture as we sit may indicate a lack of concern. When one is slouched over or sleeping or laying back with his hands in over his eyes or his eyes closed, or if he's squirming, he reflects a disinterest. We can add the habit of being late and rushing from the service as fast as possible, as if you can't get away soon enough, may show irreverence. This does show a mark of something that ought not be. Some act as if school is out, and they want no more of it, and so they feel they must get away as soon as they can. Friend, is this an attitude of reverence? And one of the more disgusting and sinful practices among some is rushing outside, and sometimes even between Bible study and worship periods, for a smoke. Not only is this sinful and offensive to everyone who knows the truth, but it shows that the smoker does not care about others nor the teaching of God. And I'm happy to report that that sort of practice has really been on the wane in recent years. Reverence for things holy might be indicated by the kind of activities you plan for the remainder of the Lord's day. Some make it simply another day for gain and hilarity and play and selfish interest. Some, however, use it to visit family and friends and brethren or others who need attention. Some use it for needed rest and study. More subdued activity contributes to a reverent attitude and the worship on Lord's Day. With the rise of sports on Sunday, less and less are involved in matters that matter on Sunday. One preacher was heard to ask, "We get excited at ball games, why can't we get excited at church?" Well, the answer is simple. The two are not alike. One is a period of worship of the Almighty God and the special presence of deity. The very purpose for being present is so different, and the activities are so different in meaning and in tone. We come to honor God, not have some kind of blowout. And if our activities and interest are on some kind of blowout activity, we're not likely to be as reverent as we ought in worship. Reverence for God extends beyond the worship hour. Whatever one does in life ought reflect respect for God. While everything we do is not properly called worship, everything we do is done to the glory of God. Worship is a part of our service to God. But we serve God in many other ways also, including the manner of our daily life. And reverence is a living matter, and one that should occupy us as long as we live. How reverent are you in life? How reverent are you in worship? This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.